This is your In Demand.
This is In Demand. I'm Alex.
I'm Lucy.
Tayo Cruz is back with us tonight.
Yeah. Hello.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm very good. How are you?
All right. Yeah. Get you. Since we last saw you, you've changed. You're number one American.
Well, thank you very much.
When you first found out, how did it feel?
It was really good to be successful out in America and to be well received in the fact that they love the music. My first ever single out there, and it was rocking. So yeah, it felt amazing.
Did it feel a little bit unreal when you first heard? Is it that kind of, I need to pinch myself and actually just keep checking to make myself believe it?
Yeah, I didn't react at all when I was first told. I was just kind of like, okay.
How did you end up with Ludacris on though? Was that just a savvy move to make it more American friendly?
Yeah, I mean, we thought it would be good to have someone on the record that, you know, helps to introduce me to America. So that, you know, so in that respect, then yeah, it was a bit of a move. But I'm also a big fan of Ludacris, and I thought that he, you know, he's just an amazing rapper, an amazing performer, amazing writer, and he never fails really on whenever he features on someone's record. So we knew that he would do a great job.
Okay, and the other British export, of course, Jay Sean, has also taken the States by storm. Have you given each other like a mutual pat on the back yet and said, "Well done, well done"?
I haven't seen him since I was out in America, but when he came back to London after he did so well, then I definitely say congratulations. I saw him backstage at one of the shows that we were doing.
Who do you think next from the Brit contingent who can make it in the States, do you reckon? You think Cheryl's got the makings of it, or has she not got the time? Because you need to put the work in over there, don't you, to break it?
Yeah, I guess I suppose you do. But Cheryl, she works very hard. I mean, she comes from Girls Aloud, and you know, those like pop bands they work so hard. Yeah. I imagine it'll probably be like a piece of cake for her to kind of like to work in America. So I think she could do really well. I think JLS are working to release some stuff out there as well. So we'll see how that goes. I think they'll do awesomely. They're lovely guys.
Mm-hmm.
Those two are definitely trying to make their assault on the US charts.
In Demand.
Now let's talk about, obviously you had the number one. Did it then bring out even more artists that wanted to work with you over in the States? Did you get some people calling you up going, "Hey Tayo, I've heard your song, it's brilliant, I want to work with you"?
Yes, I've had a couple.
Come on, name drop.
No, not telling you.
Oh, Tayo, we thought we could rely on you.
Well, that's one of those things, isn't it? You don't want to jinx it if you mention the names and it doesn't happen, especially if you're excited about something like that. How do the radio and TV experiences differ over there?
Radio is very similar. I haven't done TV just yet, so but radio is very similar. The only difference is just the time zones of each place. Here it's, you know, take a bus up to the various different places, but in America it's take a plane from one city to the next, and you know, one place is 4 hours behind, the next place is 6 hours ahead, and so that's the only thing that to me I found a bit weird.
It obviously worked, so it's all good.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Dirty Picture then. Is it true you originally wanted Lady Gaga for the song?
No.
Oh, good. Because we love Kesha. Nothing against Gaga. She is amazing. But yeah. You must have done this song with Kesha quite a while before she was successful with TikTok.
Yeah, exactly. So I'd written the song quite a while ago, and I heard Kesha's demo song. So I thought that she was just awesome just from hearing that and in hearing her voice and getting to speak to her for a short amount of time, and just realizing that I just thought her personality was awesome.
Mm.
And she really kind of fitted this record. So I put her on there, and you know, who would have known that she'd blow up and be so huge as well?
In Demand.
Let's chat about the video. There's a clean version and obviously a filthy version.
Mm-hmm.
As there should be with everything, especially with a song whose title includes the word dirty.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Is it true that when you were filming the video, Kesha tried to slip you the tongue, young man? Is this true or is this hearsay?
No, I just we got very, very close to kissing, but that was all part of the... It's all part of the acting and the... In that scene, which you can see, it's the little bathroom scene that she's in.
Yeah. How do you control yourself in situations like that?
You just go in your head. You just go, I've got a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Or you think of like your nan sat on the loo or something like that.
No, I never think of that.
Nan on the loo.
Well, I think it's quite apt that you're seen for a lot of the video in a very nice car, and then one of the first times we see Kesha, she's in a toilet.
She's in the bogs.
It's quite apt somehow. I'm not quite sure whether she had much of a say in that.
I'm sure she didn't mind.
That's fine.
No, she seemed to be cool with the whole toilet standing idea.
I mean, she brushes her teeth with a bottle of Jack. She's done a lot worse.
That's like a great pie. I bet it was a good laugh to make, wasn't it?
It was a great, great time. Everyone in the, you know, we had a great time off camera as well. Like, all of the extras and stuff were just really cool fun. Yeah, it was good fun on the day.
Now, we heard that you offered the song to Cheryl Cole before you recorded it yourself. Is that true? And are you actually psychic?
No, that's the Break Your Heart record.
We knew that. But then someone else had said, like, something online. I think it must be more gossip, saying you offered a dirty picture as well. Maybe they were just trying to make a story out of nothing.
Well, you know.
You know what they're like.
Yes.
Have you ever sent dirty pictures yourself?
No.
He's a good boy.
Really?
Yes. I've never.
Lucy's got actually top tips for doing it written in front of her.
Does that make you really upset, Lucy?
No, I was hoping that one day like my phone might beep and something from Tayo. You know?
Nice.
I remember before I was with my other half, whenever I sent a picture of that description, don't include your face in it. It was always my thing. Because if that little relationship goes sour and they want to get revenge...
Yeah,
they've got you right there in your phone.
Now we're getting towards the summer months. What are you most excited about the summer?
Sunshine and warmth.
Oh, yes. Oh, I know.
And you know, driving around with the windows open and all the top down.
Girls walking around wearing next to nothing.
Yeah, all the girls come out of hibernation, which is a beautiful thing. They take off all the, like, you know, the dark colours and the big coats, and they put on summer dresses. And you know, you're kind of going, where were you like 2 months ago? So
they were hiding. They were in hibernation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pleasure talking to you, Tayo. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks.
We'll see you
Thanks,
soon.
Guys.
Take care.
Bye.
You're listening to In Demand.
Exclusively last week on In Demand, we heard from each of the major party political leaders, Gordon Brown, David Cameron and Nick Clegg. They were on the final leg of campaigning, and here's what each of them had to say to persuade you to go out and vote as polling day loomed.
This is your In Demand.
Good afternoon, Prime Minister.
How are you?
It's obviously the final day of campaigning, and it could be the final day for you as Prime Minister. How are your nerves holding?
I'm not thinking of myself. I'm thinking about the future of the country. My whole case is we've come through a very difficult world recession. We are the party that has got a plan for the future. It's a plan about jobs. It's about the prospects for young people. It's about apprenticeships. It's about college and university places. It's about jobs that are lasting. It's about low-carbon jobs, digital jobs. It's about jobs in the new areas, jobs and services. And I think Liverpool and Merseyside has seen too much of unemployment. We are the party of jobs.
What would you say to young people to try and get them to come out and vote tomorrow?
If you ask young people, sometimes, is politics matters, they may say no. But if you ask them, do jobs matter? They'll say yes. And they ask them, do schools, colleges, universities, apprenticeships matter? They'll say yes. And do law and order services and policing matter? They'll say yes. Do youth facilities matter? Say yes. Now, these are all decided by politics. And who you vote for will decide whether you have lots of jobs or less jobs, and whether you have good amenities and good public services or bad public services. Labour is the party of jobs and public services.
Obviously, with the TV debate as well recently, you know, do you think it's become more of a popularity contest? Because, you know, more people vote for the X Factor now, don't they?
Let's see tomorrow. I think people are going to vote tomorrow because I think people know it's a big decision. It's not a small decision election. It's a big decision election. It's about the future of jobs, the future of the economy. It's about people's own prospects for the future. And they know that they'll be affected by the result of this election because it will decide what the level of economic growth and jobs are, what the prospects are for young people. And I think as people reflect on this and people are taking time to make up their mind, they'll vote Labour.
Gordon Brown, thank you very much.
In Demand.
This is the leader of the Conservative Party, David Cameron. Hello, and thank you for your time.
Pleasure. Great to be with you.
So, final leg of the campaign, David. How are the nerves? How is the confidence at this moment?
Obviously, it's nerve-wracking stuff. This is a close election. There's every vote to be fought for. But I'm campaigning through the night because I think people are still yet to make up their mind. And so I want to make sure I do everything I can in the last few hours of the campaign to try and bring them my way.
Of course you do. Now, what about young people? What would your call to arms be for young people who might be voting for the first time? What would you say to them to go out and vote?
I think get out and vote is what matters most of all. Take part. And I would say vote Conservative because for young people, I think the biggest concern is getting a job. And we're the ones saying, look, let's stop the wasteful spending that's taking place so we can stop Labour's jobs tax. This national insurance increase is going to stop a lot of young people from getting a job. And we want to stop that tax increase and make sure we get our economy moving, get business employing people and get young people into work.
David, do you still feel like you're facing quite a lot of apathy, not just from younger voters, but from people who've obviously been voting for many years now and have been, have witnessed the swing from Conservative to Labour to Conservative to Labour for many years now?
I don't know. I think turnout's going to be higher at this election. I think the TV debates got people going. They got people interested. And I think it's a big election. You know, there's a big choice here. Are we going to go on stuck with Gordon Brown? The economy's stuck. Nothing really changing. Or are we going to roll up our sleeves and have a new government that can really get things done? So I think it is a big election and a big choice, and that's why I'm campaigning so hard right to the wire.
Now, David, our show is primarily a music show, so have you got an iPod? And what we want to know, what is on it? What are your favourite songs that you listen to?
I've got a sort of travelling iPod with me on the campaign, and I'm really into that song by Jay-Z and Alicia Keys, actually, Empire State of Mind. So I've been listening to that a lot. Quite a lot of Florence and the Machine.
Oh, good, yeah.
We love Florence Dog Days.
Quite a bit of Elbow.
Okay, I'm impressed.
Yeah, I'm impressed. Good collection.
What's your final call to our listeners, David, to vote Conservative?
Final call is if you want to wake up on Friday with a new team, new leadership, new Prime Minister, rolling up their sleeves, getting on with clearing up the mess that's been made of this country, then vote Conservative.
Oh, thank you very much for chatting to us. When are you going to get some sleep?
I'm going to get some right now. I'm getting my head down.
Good on you.
Thank you for your time, David. Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
In demand.
The leader of the Liberal Democrats, Mr. Nick Clegg. Thank you for your time.
Hello.
Not at all. Good to be on your show.
All right. Final leg of the campaign then, Nick. How are the nerves? Are you feeling confident right now?
I'm feeling very excited, actually, because I think this election is you know, is wide open. Lots of people haven't made up their minds. Lots of people asking themselves final questions about which party is going to help them and their family. And you know, as I go around the country, there's just a real bubbling sense of enthusiasm for the Lib Dems, because I think lots of people want to do things differently this time.
And it has been a while since a proper election as well, so, you know, I think people have had a lot of time to think about their choices.
Yeah, and you know, so often in the past, elections have been a foregone conclusion before they've even started. Everyone knows exactly what's going to happen, and I think one of the things that's really changed in this election is at the beginning, lots of people thought it was going to be a standard spat between Labour and Conservative Party managers, and I think people are very excited with the idea that actually it's much more wide open than that.
OK, what's your call to arms for young people who might be voting for the first time to go out and vote? What would you say to them?
Oh, I would say, you know, this is your country. This is your future. This is, you know, you have as much right as anybody else to decide what's going to happen to your life. So, you know, get stuck in. I hope people have registered, and I hope for those who have registered, they won't miss the opportunity to assert their right to be heard to shape the future of this country.
Nick, our show is a music show, essentially, so we need to ask you, have you in fact got an iPod, personally?
Well, my wife Miriam and I share one, which we just stick into one of those, you know, those iPod machines. You
stick the docking
it into
machines.
The thing with the speakers. Yeah. Sorry, a docking machine, exactly, yeah. But most of it's now taken up with Thomas the Tank Engine songs for my kids.
Aww.
I'm a great Johnny Cash fan, so if I feel like some music to soothe and stir the soul, I'll put on some Johnny Cash.
Ring of Fire, maybe?
Yeah, I'm thinking you
Ring of Fire. Sunday Morning Coming Down is probably my favourite.
Okay. Nick, does it ever worry that people are more interested in things like who's going to win the X Factor or Britain's Got Talent rather than who is going to run the actual country itself?
Well, you know, I think politics has been such a turn-off for people for so long. First, because, you know, the two old parties have been taking it in turns to just play pass the parcel with our government for so long. So I think people have felt really kind of twitched off because they feel, you know, whatever you think, it's the same old lot in power time and time again.
Best of luck with everything. Thank you very much for your time.
All right.
Thank you.
This is your In Demand.
It's In Demand. I'm Lucy, and joining me on the show from Boys Like Girls, I've got Martin and Paul. Hello.
Hey. What's up?
Let's talk about the song Love Drunk.
Cool.
Of course, with Ashley Tisdale in the video. She's the proper, like, Disney princess, or has she got more of a harder edge when you actually got to meet her?
Nah, she's cool. She's cool. She's crazy and fun.
Did any of you try and get her number?
Well, I have her number, but she has a boyfriend, so too bad.
Just wait. You've still got the number. You never know. She might split up with him.
Who knows?
You know what these Hollywood starlets are like? One week they've got one, the next week they haven't.
Yeah, it's always how it is.
I mean, just ask Paris Hilton, she knows.
Oh, she definitely does.
Now, of course, we worked on the video with her, and it's set in a gaming arcade. Did you have a go on the slot machines? You know, the little 2p ones?
Well,
we played a lot. We kind of just, like, in between takes, it was actually, like, the most fun video we ever did, because we just got to, like, play games, and everyone got to ride rides, and our drummer almost threw up on Ashley.
Tiz wanted to take like 20 million rides in a row on the Tilt-A-Whirl that was there.
Oh my god!
And so she was like really into it. So Beef almost threw up all over her. It was pretty interesting.
That's what Disney does to your brain. It makes you go, I want to go again.
I want to go on the Tilt-A-Whirl.
Now, for the UK audience who may or may not know about you, because obviously in the US you're huge, you've sold millions of records. How would you describe yourselves to a brand new UK audience?
Yeah, I mean, I think our first record was just youthful and kind of energetic. Everything's kind of written, like, you know, from a journal aspect. I think it's just like youthful rock and roll, pop edge, and you know, this new one is just kind of packed full of sounds and emotions and sort of just all over the place. I think we discovered ourselves as a rock band live on stage, and it's fusing like as much of our influences together as possible, you know, with the pop-wise, bringing it together and making kind of, you know, lyrical content that might not be accessible, you know, just really, you know, thrown into a crazy sonical pop form. And you know, it's hard to describe yourself, I guess, in 10 words.
I think you did well there. You did a pretty good job.
I'm confused.
Now,
I confused myself.
Okay, now, have you got a fascinating fact about each of you two?
A fascinating fact.
Something that's funny, I don't know. Something that you've never told anyone before.
Paul is actually Batman.
Amazing. And you are Robin?
Martin's Alfred.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm Alfred.
Now, obviously going back to the title of the single and the album, cool. I love the line, "I used to be love drunk, now I'm hungover." Which celebrity instantly makes you love drunk?
After meeting a lot of celebrities, you realize that they're kind of normal people.
Is there one that you sort of always had on, like, posters on your wall when you were a kid?
Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt, okay.
No, I don't know, I'm just kidding.
Now, as well as having the video with Ashley Tisdale, you've also worked with Taylor Swift on the song Two is Better Than One.
We do.
How lovely is she? We're really fortunate.
She's great. She's
nice.
Awesome.
Did you try not to swear and stuff like that in front of her? Because I can imagine she's a no-cursing kind of girl.
You never know. Taylor's the best. She's awesome. We're so blessed to have her on the record. She's really cool. She's actually really, like, you know, she's really pure and you know, everybody wonders about her darker side. She actually has sworn, I think it's actually kind of cool to, you know, set a good example for her fans and stuff. She's sworn that she's never going to take a drink until she's 21. She really has held up on it.
Oh my God, so as soon as she hits 21...
She's going to be so trash.
Then she'll be on a bottle of wine. Then she'll hit the hard stuff like the vodka and there'll be no stopping
her. Once she's 21, it's all over.
Oh my God. Oh, well, she's done the right thing. She'll make her money now and then she can just go and throw it down the drain when she turns 21.
Perfect.
Yeah, perfect. She'll be all set.
Now, for kids who want to be rock stars, and there's a lot of them that listen to this show, what are your top 3 tips on how to be a rock star? Obviously, making good music.
How to get big in a band or how to act like a rock star?
I think act like a rock star. Let's go for the you know, the hardcore stuff here.
Last night before the show, we threw a bunch of stuff out the window and trashed the dressing room just to get stoked up.
Good. I like that. That's tip number one.
Break things.
Yep.
Was number one.
And then we put war paint all over our face.
Why not?
War paint, number two.
Yep.
We decided because our record was coming out that we wanted to put war paint all over our face.
Okay, and do we have
I guess a lot of rock stars were like a bunch of makeup and stuff, so, I mean, we wore war paint.
And I guess the third one would be just party, right?
The third one would just be party until you pass out.
Okay, excellent. There you go, kids.
Not as good an example as Taylor Swift said.
Quit school. Become a rock star.
Yeah, sleep on friends' floors. Do it all.
I mean, me and Paul both graduated high school early. We actually really graduated. We didn't quit, so...
Oh, that's good. That's a good example. Make sure you get your education.
We still did it early, but we graduated.
That's the main thing. Thank you very much for being on the show, guys.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks,
cheers.
Thanks, guys.
See you later.
All right. Much love.
You're listening to In Demand with Alex and Lucy.